Chapter 13 Angels in Heaven and Earth. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Hebrews 1:5-7. My supernal experiences with Jesus and the heavenly home that all true believers will one day enjoy opened my eyes to several spiritual truths. I began to realize that in the same way God had created us in his own image, he had created earth in the image of heaven. This was thrilling to me, to know that the most beautiful things we enjoy on earth will be a part of our eternal existence. God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Genesis 1:26. God gave us a beautiful earth filled with fish, birds, and cattle, and he wanted us to take dominion over it. In heaven, as I've already mentioned, there are fish, birds, and cattle as well. His creation was marvelous in every respect, a place for us to enjoy forever. But Satan came, and in his pride and envy, he tempted the first people to disobey God. He had lost his right to eternal glory in heaven because of his sin. In a similar vein, Adam and Eve were banned from their earthly paradise forever, and those who do not obey God in this life will be banned from the heavenly paradise. The Lord has emphasized this to me over and over again. I often wondered whom the us refers to in Genesis 1:26, and now I understand it to mean the Holy Trinity. Many people, like me, are having intriguing experiences with angels in these last days. Angels are visiting us in the same way they did in ancient times. They are assuring people of the love of God, and they are warning them of things that are soon to come. As Jesus has told me so often, we truly are in the last days. Angels are his messengers. I have met one of them, and they are wonderful beings who radiate the love and glory of God. They enjoy worshiping the Father in heaven, and they obey him by sharing his message with us on earth. I love the holy angels of God, and I believe they are with me even as I write. The Lord told me that I have personal angels surrounding me. We must never forget God's angelic promise, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Psalm 91:11.